Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you think of American food, you'd be more inclined to think of burgers and huge helpings of everything. So is there such a thing as actual American cuisine? The food writer Felicity Cloak went on a coast-to-coast tour to investigate. Her book is called Pete Street to Lobster Lane. Felicity, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
On your trip, where did you start from and where did you finish?
I started off in San Francisco and I ended up in New York, but I took a really circuitous route between the two. So I didn't go quite coast to coast directly. I went via New Orleans, Texas, Chicago, DC. So I feel like I saw a bit of the country on the way.
Okay. And obviously you kind of planned it in terms of you were going for, if you like, foodie hubs.
Exactly. Exactly. So I planned it all around sort of classic American dishes that I wanted to know more about that had really grabbed my attention.
Yeah. Now, is there such a thing as a classic American dish? By which I mean, there's lots of dishes that are a result of from immigrant populations, from mixing those cuisines together. But is there anything you found that you went, that's 100% American and hasn't been influenced by any other country?
Well, that was the interesting thing. That was one of the questions that I wanted to answer in the first place, because I feel like the stereotypes of American food are, you know, basically fast food, burger and fries, or it's, you know, people say, well, it's just a lot of immigrant cuisines, isn't it? It's nothing original. And leaving aside the idea of Native American cuisine, which sadly is quite difficult to find, actually, I thought a lot of the foods that are talked about as being immigrant cuisines, they are so different from, you know, where they came from. So have a look at Chicago pizza. They would not be eating that in Rome or Naples. Or, you know, Chinese American food is really, really different. And I think that's the thing that I found really exciting about American food. Everything there's lots of sort of cross-pollination. So, for example, I was in Texas and I was eating these Czech pastries that in the Czech Republic they make very sweet, and they're called kolaches. In America, you know, they love their meat, so they make them as sausage. But then I had one that was filled with Cambodian like spiced beef pho, and I thought, this is so exciting. It's like nowhere on earth you would get that. So I think there is a distinctively American cuisine. It's not the burger and fries.
Yeah, though it is made up of all those immigrant cuisines, though.
Yes, but they're very much, they're changed by America, by the abundance, by the different populations that they encounter, different communities. So I think they are distinctively American and distinctively American. But also, I think if there's one characteristic of American cooking, it's fun. Like, they don't take stuff too seriously. I mean, you know, in Europe, we're all very, you know, the Italians get very cross if you put cream in your carbonara. In Britain, if you're going to put, you know, hash browns on your full English, people get cross. But there they don't care. They don't have those rules because they're all sort of immigrants together. So I think there's a sense of sort of playfulness, which really marks American cuisine as well. It's a really fun place to eat.
Yeah. You did mention Native American food.
Yep.
Did you manage to come across any?
Well, there are places that there's actually a really highly regarded award-winning restaurant which serves only Native American ingredients. So, you know, they wouldn't be using dairy, for example, because that was a European import up in Minnesota. But I didn't manage to get there because America is so big. But I went to the world capital of popcorn, and popcorn actually was eaten in the Americas like many thousands of years ago. They found they were popping corn and eating it. So I went to the world capital of popcorn, which is in Ohio, believe it or not. And I went to a popcorn museum and I sort of talked to them about Native American food tradition. So it is still there, but it's amazing given that there were, you know, so many native peoples there before the European conquest, how little is left. It's actually one of the sad aspects of American food.
Yeah. You know. And did you eat any hamburgers when you were there? Because we can be kind of snooty about hamburgers, but you can get some absolutely fabulous ones there.
That is the thing that it's, I think the hamburger epitomizes the attitude to American food abroad. We love to sneer at it, don't we? But we actually also love it. And who doesn't, if they eat meat, doesn't love a hamburger? I did eat a few, I have to say. I couldn't resist. And I ate one in Ohio, actually, in Columbus, that was called the Terminator. And I think it had about 5 pounds of meat in there. It had to be cut with a special sword. It wasn't the best hamburger I've ever eaten, I have to say. But it was quite the spectacle. But I ate some great ones as well. And also some ones, I had a Bengali American hamburger in one place. You can get you know, sort of Southeast Asian inspired sort of topped hamburgers. So again, there's that cross pollination. So yeah, I put away a few.
Yeah, no cycling after that, I imagine, at least for a while.
Wow.
Now, and you did mention that probably there's far, and which is true, I'm sure, there's far less of a snooty attitude towards eating out in the States than there would be perhaps on this side of the Atlantic. Mm. Is it affordable for people now, though?
Well, I was surprised at how expensive the States was. I mean, this was last year, but I can imagine things have only got worse since then. Things were so expensive. I'm talking, you know, $8 for a block of butter, of American butter. And I'm just thinking, wow, how are people managing to eat out so much when ingredients, but raw ingredients are so expensive? You know, you can pay a minimum, I would say, of $5 for a coffee somewhere, and that's a takeout coffee. So that stung a bit. I came home and thought, wow, it's actually, I never thought I'd say that London felt like good value, but compared to the States, it is.
My word. What was the worst thing you ate there?
The worst thing I ate? There are not that many contenders, but there was an Italian restaurant in the middle of Texas where all the staff were actually, I think they were Mexican. They were very nice, but it was a real language barrier because they only mostly spoke Spanish and my Spanish is not great. And so I ordered what I thought was a carbonara, and I ended up with something that was just like spaghetti and oil and some tinned mushrooms. And I thought, oh, ew. My word, that was not good. But in general, I ate surprisingly well. Even the fast food, I have to say, a bit of a weakness for some of that stuff. It was delicious.
But there was a place that served, was there a place that served burgers with donuts as buns?
Ah, so that's the southern, a classic might be the wrong word for it, but it's called, it goes by several names. There's, I've seen it called the Ladies Brunch Burger, which I think would be a punchy old brunch. But yeah, it's a burger, and then instead of a bread roll, you have two glazed donuts, and you can find them all over. I saw them for sale in Chicago as well. It's sort of a little bit like the fried chicken and waffles thing, that sweet and savory together. I couldn't quite bring myself to try that, I'm afraid. But, you know, never say never.
I don't blame you. The book is called Peach Street to Lobster Lane, Coast to Coast in Search of American Cuisine. Felicity Cloak is the author. Felicity, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.